broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota. You're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prather. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTGO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
Oh, yeah, here we go, hour two. Great to have you listening in to Talk of the Town. Got Jim and Spence. Got a great hour lined up here, a number of guests coming to the studio this morning. I'll have Nathan Germanson, owner from Ace Hardware in Tioga. We're doing a spotlight on Ace Hardware. They've got some really great spring and summer deals going on, and we want to share those with you. Captain Ryan will be sharing details on that upcoming Christian Motorcycles, the annual motor run for the Sun coming up this Saturday. They're going to raise some big money and have a great ride. More details on that around 7:20 with Captain Ryan. Right now, we've got 46 in Tioga and Ray, along with Crosby and Wild Rose. White Earth coming in at 46. We have 46 in Noonan. Coming in at 45 in Columbus and Berthold, along with Powers Lake, Minot, McGregor, Ross, and Stanley this hour. 52 coming out of Williston. Minot, 45. And again, some of the temps have been rising a little bit, and even a degree up in Grand Forks, they're at 27 degrees now. Battleview and Kenmare coming in at 45. And we have 52 degrees in Watford City. Cooler in Fargo this morning, only 37 degrees. How's it going over there, Spence? Great to have you on the other side of the microphone an hour or two here.
Hey, it's great to be here. I've been waiting a long time for you to say those numbers for the temps. You know, instead of 3 degrees as a high, it's nice to see 30. So, can't complain on that one. It's going to be beautiful this weekend, but it was a little compared to the season.
I was going to say, if that's the case, you better sit down because I got a great temperature I'm going to tell you right now for Tioga, 84 degrees today. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Partly sunny, 84. Little bit breezy. West winds this afternoon, maybe gusting up to about 34 miles per hour. But, that'd probably feel pretty pleasant when you really actually look at it. But, unfortunately, that does create some problems with the dry conditions that we have. And that's put a red flag warning in for western and much of central North Dakota. National Weather Service in Bismarck issuing critical fire weather condition report and expecting some pretty dry conditions across western and much of central North Dakota late this morning into this evening. And those winds that are coming out of the southwest will be maybe gusting up to 35. Minimal relative humidity values expected to fall as low as 10%. You combine that with the dry fuels, and this will result in critical fire weather conditions. So they put that statement in there. It starts at noon today up till 9 o'clock this evening. Any fires that ignite, spreading rapidly, becoming difficult to control or suppress. Burn bans may be in effect in various counties. Contact your local authorities for details. Targeted area counties, quite large, but in this area, Burke, Divide, McKenzie, Montreal, Ward, and Williams counties. Meanwhile, Spence, let's get into this morning's Daily Pledge, made possible by KTGO, the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Beautiful. Well, we're taking a look at some news stories that we're following this morning. This segment is being brought to us by Tioga Medical Center, your medical destination of choice and convenience. Exceptional service, quality, and choice for your comprehensive health care needs. There is a renaissance of change occurring at Tioga Medical Center in their dedicated medical care, emergency, swing bed, hospital, and long-term care facilities. They're constructing a new nurses training center, a wellness center, and new specialty offices in the lower level of the Tioga Medical Center. Really making some headway on that project. Construction will be completed soon. Meanwhile, many of the region's best-known doctors are treating patients now at Tioga Medical Center. They've got a lot of specialties, and they'll continue building on those specialties. Among some of the specialties now, cardiology, sports medicine, general surgery. They've got the orthopedic, the foot, ankle, and pediatric oral surgery, endoscopy, many, many wonderful specialties, and adding more. You can experience these opportunities into Tioga and Ray and Powers Lake today. It's Tioga Medical Center, your medical destination of choice and convenience. Great staff there, I might add. And on this 120th day of the year, we've got 245 days left in 2021. It is April 30th, and tomorrow it'll be a brand new month. Early this morning, 2021 North Dakota legislature reached its final session. They marked a record-high state budget, first expulsion of a lawmaker, pandemic protocols that dampened some public participation at the state capitol, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, the Senate's presiding officer for North Dakota, hit that final gavel at 12:26 this morning. House members officially completed their work at 12:18 after finishing a brief chorus of Auld Lang Syne. So I think they were happy to get her all done. Lawmakers from both sides exchanged handshakes and even hugs, believe it or not, after a marathon day that came to an end after approval of the spending bill for the Office of Management and Budget, also served as legislature's last-minute catch-all measure. And yesterday was day 76 for the legislature, just short of the 80-day maximum set by North Dakota Constitution. Legislature will use the remaining days later this year to approve new legislative districts. And as the session wound down yesterday, lawmakers completed work on a nearly $17 billion two-year budget, or about $2.1 billion more than the current budget cycle that ends on June 30th. The increase largely reflects that additional $2 billion that the state received in federal coronavirus aid. 2021-23 budget includes $5 billion in general fund spending, up from $4.8 billion in the current budget cycle. State's general fund is spent, of course, on an assortment of programs, including education and human services, and is financed mostly by state taxes on income, sales, and energy. And in the final days of the session, there was a landmark $680 million infrastructure bonding bill that was signed by Governor Burgum that will be used to use earnings from North Dakota's multi-billion dollar oil piggy bank to pay off the debt. Bipartisan bill that highlighted the session got wide support, and it represents the most amount of money borrowed in state history. Legislation allots three-quarters of the bond money for flood projects, for flood control projects in both Fargo and in Minot. And additionally, Burgum signed bipartisan legislation that was aimed at creating a broader investment policy for the state's voter-approved oil tax savings account, which of course is known as a legacy fund. The aim is to tap 20% of future oil tax collections coming into the legacy fund to help establish loans for expensive infrastructure projects and to provide capital for in-state companies. In all, the legislature added more than 500 new laws. Yep, 500 new laws, from allowing alcohol sales earlier on Sunday mornings to recognizing Juneteenth as a ceremonial holiday in the state of North Dakota. Of course, this year also marked a longstanding power struggle between the legislature and the governor, who is now serving his third session. Each chamber in the legislature got two-thirds majority needed to reject two of the governor's vetoes, one that would prohibit state officials from mandating face coverings, and another that would give lawmakers more oversight on how federal funding is spent. Legislature also sustained a pair of Burgum's vetoes, including one on a bill that would have restricted transgender girls from participating in public elementary and secondary school sports. Transgender legislation was perhaps the only bill that appealed to North Dakota's conservative base that Burgum refused to sign. And Burgum defied threats of litigation by signing a measure aimed at shielding schools and teachers from lawsuits arising from posting the Ten Commandments in classrooms. His endorsement came after attorneys and school officials warned the legislation is unconstitutional and would spur costly and unwinnable legal fights. And Burgum also signed some pro-gun measures, including one that allows people to stand their ground to use whatever force necessary to protect themselves or their homes. Also during the session was the expulsion of GOP Representative Luke Simons, who was accused of threatening and sexually harassing women at the Capitol. He's denied any wrongdoing and, of course, refused Republican leaders' calls to resign. So a pretty eventful legislature winding down here at 12:26 this morning. So, again, that was after they completed officially at about 12:18 after they finished that brief course of Auld Lang Syne. It is 7:17. We'll be checking in with Captain Ryan in just a few short moments. There's a big Christian motorcycle ride coming up this weekend. We'll find out more about that with Captain Ryan here on Talk of the Town, KTGO, The Flag.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, this is AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga.
And a very good morning, 7:21. Great to have you listening in. Broadcasting live from the Highway 40 studio here in Tioga. And on the phone this morning, we've got Captain Ryan Tappadin. And great to have you on the program again, Captain Ryan. I know you've been a guest on this program before, and you've also guest-hosted for Dennis Lindahl on his morning lowdown. And this morning, you've got some information to share about a big motorcycle ride that's coming up Saturday. So it's great to have you here to share some information on that.
Yeah, good morning. I'm not part of that, the Christian Motorcycle Association, but they just wanted me to share some of the stuff going on here on the radio and also to try and get some riders from Tioga that if anybody in Tioga wants to meet, that we're going to meet at the community center at 10 o'clock and on Saturday morning. Hopefully it's not as windy as today. Because it is really windy out there right now.
It is. Yeah, we're looking at gusts up to about 34 today. But, yeah, I think they're looking at wind gusts out of the northwest up to about 26 is what they're saying right now. But mostly sunny and 76 degrees for the high temperature. So,
but yeah, I know
that pretty good riding. I mean, you know, it's maybe the wind to the back or something. I'm not sure. But 26 miles per hour gusts.
Yeah, we'll just
save a little fuel maybe.
I don't know. Down for tomorrow. But, yeah, it's going on tomorrow at the Harley-Davidson dealer. They're going to, between 11 and 12, to meet over there, and then they're going to take off and do about 130 miles. They do this, it's an annual run for the sun, and it's S-O-N, not S-U-N. Mm-hmm. But since they've been doing this, they've raised, I think, around $83 million, and 20% of their money goes to Bibles and Christian training materials in other countries, and another 20% goes towards pastors around the world and the Jesus Film Project, I guess, and then another 40%, I think I'm missing, 40% goes back towards CMA, the Christian Motorcycle Association, and so it's all money going. Every penny is going back to a good use. And this Saturday, anybody that wants to ride, there's no fee to ride. Anybody's welcome to join and ride. But there's, of course, there's a free will donation. If you want to donate some money and know that it's going to go towards a good cause, that'd be great.
Is there a particular goal this year they're trying to achieve, I guess, is the ultimate goal?
They are trying to, and this is nationwide, they're trying to raise $5 million. So
Going to go with the chapter of the Williston Peacemakers, right?
Yeah, and the Peacemakers is their chapter here in Williston. And And
there's nothing like that in the Tioga area at this point, is there, for Christian motorcycle riders? Is there any bike association?
Nothing, only over there in Williston, so I don't
Looks
know.
Like,
there's a lot of...
Maybe Captain Ryan will have to get something going for the Tioga area, maybe, one of these times, you know? I don't know how much work would be involved.
Yeah, I would love to, but...
Yep.
All this stuff takes time, and I feel
really
like
does.
I'm already involved in enough for right now.
Now, I know you're a big motorcycle enthusiast. You've got a number of cycles that you like to ride. You got some off-road stuff. You got some street stuff. Any particular favorite? Do you like doing the off-road or the on-highway? What do you like doing? What do you like to do?
Yeah, I guess I like both. But I'm settling down now and getting older, so I just like to cruise and be slower nowadays. Not all about going fast and flying high as much anymore.
Do you have a particular model or brand that you kind of like to work with? Is there a bike that you say is my
brand? I have a couple Harley Softails that I enjoy riding when it's warm out and without a windscreen and just being open to the wind. But for when it is cold, I have some bikes with windscreens too. So
one thing of note too is I can also make a note that you've helped a few people actually get enthused about riding, and you've actually helped some people kind of train them in so they're ready to go for their tests and so forth. So that's something that is pretty cool. You've actually gotten some people interested and actually helped them discover the world of motorcycles.
Yeah, I've trained quite a bit of people, even when I was in the Marine Corps, along. Time ago. I mean, I've always helped train people, but I've been doing it since kindergarten age. So,
I mean, you've been, you're no stranger to motorcycles, and I understand with your name Captain as well, you're no stranger to sailboats and stuff, huh?
Yep, I've sailed all my life, and hopefully I'll be getting a sailboat soon again out here and be able to take people sailing.
Captain Ryan, you know, it's no surprise or secret. You didn't grow up from around these parts. You actually grew up in Michigan, right?
Yep, I'm a Michigan person, but I'm here to stay and retire now. I'm not moving back.
You're no stranger to moving around. You've been a resident of California, some warmer climates, and, you know, you've been all over the country, and you decided to kind of, you know, raise your family here. And what do you think are some of the highlights of North Dakota that really make it such a special place for you? Why would a guy from Michigan say, I'm going to retire, I'm going to stay here? What's the deal?
I love the summers that you wake up, it's light out, you go to bed, it's still light out. There's just so much outdoor activity and the freedom that we have without there's less government intrusion here. And, you know, like you said, I live from the Carolinas to California and in between, and I do like the temperature of San Diego, but there is so many rules and government involved that I would never go back to a city after living out here. And our winters are a little bit rough, but you can't have everything perfect. And I guess it keeps people away though too, to that we're not overpopulated.
Yeah, and you value our Second Amendment. You no denying that. You like hunting, and you like target practice. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with a gun, and you safely use it. So
this is a fun state, and I just this is my home now, and this is where I plan on retiring and staying. And from living all around the world and all over the states, this is my favorite place. So
we also salute you for your service in the military as well. You served some time.
I was in the Marine Corps for a little over 9 years. So
that's amazing. And we hope down the road maybe we can kind of branch off on your expertise in a lot of different areas and maybe even get you a little airtime, maybe get a program going on the radio station.
Yeah, that's
here.
What we're hoping to do is eventually maybe a Saturday show or whenever it turns out good, but just do a weekly show is
I, for one, am definitely game. I'm game for that one. I wish I had more time to spend with you this morning in this segment, but we'll have to wrap it. Maybe we'll get you on the air this next week and see how that motorcycle run went there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you so much.
10 o'clock at the community center.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It's almost 7:30. KTGO, the flag.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The European Commission has charged Apple with antitrust violations. The allegations accuse Apple of abusing its control over the distribution of music streaming apps. Apple is accused of requiring music streamers to use Apple's in-app payment system to sell digital content. The case results from a complaint by Spotify Technology. Apple is also preparing to defend itself ahead of a federal trial next week in the U.S. Game giant Fortnite sued Apple over the way it runs its app store. Amazon reported a record quarter and is planning its Prime Day for June. Vacation rental company Sonder is going public, merging with a special purpose acquisition company. Sonder Hospitality operates more than 300 properties in 8 countries. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, San Francisco, and more. Now, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV exposing the truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special on Newsmax TV. Now on all major cable systems. Get Newsmax free on smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching. Newsmax is real news.
Welcome back. Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo at flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
Look over yonder. What do you see?
And a very good morning. A little bit on the cloudy side, but we'll get some bits of sunshine before the day is through, and hopefully a high of 84 degrees is what they're saying here. A little bit on the breezy side, up to about 34 miles per hour. Gusts out of the west today. Other than that, it looks like a pretty pleasant day. It's always a great day to have Nathan Jermanson in the studio, and Nathan's here in the studio this morning. Great to have you with us this morning on Talk of the Town, Nathan.
Yeah, you bet, Jim. Thanks for having me out.
Well, I tell you what, you folks have some big savings that people can take advantage of for the spring and summer months, and it's wonderful to have you here to share some of those great buys that we can take and enjoy this year. What do we have to start this morning on that?
Sure, yeah. So spring and summer is a big time for Ace. We're there to help our neighbors get their lawns in shape and their flowers and garden beds and. Of course, tomorrow we got May 1st already. Hard to believe.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And yep, I don't know where April went, but May 1st anyway. We got all brand new red hot buys over at Ace in Tioga and in Stanley. Large selection of your potting soils on hand from the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Most all of them are on sale this month for Ace Reward members. Instant savings right at checkout, so don't have to worry about sending in those rebates and everything. We do all that for you.
That's really convenient. I love that.
Absolutely. So you can get a 2 cubic foot of moisture control potting mix for $10.99. You save $3 off that with your Ace Rewards. So that's
I think my wife's ears just perked up on that one.
Yeah, that's a great savings.
Yep.
And then Scott's, their garden soil, they have the flowers brand and the vegetable and herb is on sale for $8.49. If you have an Ace Reward member, you get another $2 off, so you're at $6.49 a bag. So it's
That's really good.
Really great deal. The Scott's Naturescapes mulch, a lot of people use that. That's on sale this month for $4.99 a bag, a dollar. Instant savings with Ace Rewards, so you get it down to $3.99. So again, another great price.
That's very good.
We also both stores in Stanley and Tioga. We have great selection of grills. Last year, when the pandemic hit, grill sales for Ace countrywide went up like 340%.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was just crazy. So yeah. It's pretty big. Pretty big share of the market there got bought up in grills, but I'm sure everybody didn't. And so we have them at Ace Hardware and Traeger, Weber, The Big Green Egg, that's kind of the...
You really do have an amazing selection. I mean, it is really a nice selection.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a big town feeling with a, you know, in a small town store is, yes, what you got. I mean, we have the big names that you would find if you would travel out of town or something like that.
I know, as an Ace Cards member myself, I know that you'll do, you know, the delivery and also put the things together.
Absolutely. On especially on grills, anything, yep, $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members, it's, mm-hmm, free delivery and free assembly. So
that's, I mean, beautiful.
It's better than having that frustration when you get your grill home in a box. And,
that's not fun.
No. It usually doesn't end up good. So,
nope.
Yeah, come down and see us, and we'll take care of that frustration for you. So,
I love it. Let the experts do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Local experts can handle that. Something else that I'm very impressed with, and I just can't wait to do it. I got to mow the lawn here pretty quick. This is literally the truth. I save 50% of the time off my mowing from my old mower. I mean, I cut the time in half with my Z-turn.
Sure.
It's unbelievable. It's a beautiful Toro. You came out and helped me. What a great item to have.
Yeah, Toro makes a very great product. It's been a name that's been around, you know, forever. It's just one of those staples in the lawn care industry, and we have a great selection here in Tioga. I got a lot of Z-turns sitting out there, anywhere from 32-inch up to 60-inch. You know, put a bagger on them or not a bagger.
There's something for every lawn in Tioga.
There
you
is.
You can have a Z-turn that can ride. And
yep,
believe me, they're fun to ride. And really, it makes the job so much easier and faster. And, boy, it really makes the grass look good, too.
Yeah, it does. Just earlier this week, I was out and had a family that was on the fence on what they wanted to do. So I loaded up two different sizes that they wanted and let them drive it around their yard and ultimately make the decision of the size that fit them. And I'll surely do that, you know, for anybody if you're on the fence. I mean, it's kind of a big investment and, mm-hmm, you don't want to just jump into it. So,
but it's one that really will pay off in dividends. I one thing I like about it too, cause I had the old, you know, steering wheel style, but this, is it like hydraulics or whatever, but
yep,
it's a little bit different, you know, steering mechanism. But once you get used to it, it's like, wow, I can't believe it. Wow, this is really fun, and it really works great. And it's really tight turns.
It is, yeah. I was when I was out this week, one of the daughters had never been on one before. And she, and like anybody that jumps on a zero turn for the first time, you know, it's a different rodeo. And,
yep,
but that was one thing that she was impressed by, and how tight it goes around their trees. And you know, they were used to forward, backup.
Yeah.
And here you can just keep going. And,
it really does cut time. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yep. Yep, it takes, you know, probably at least half the time off your mowing.
Those decks are wide too. I mean, the thing about those decks, I mean, you like you say, there's so many different deck sizes that you really want to kind of think about the jobs you're going to tackle.
Exactly.
I mean, yep, if you go too big, that's one thing, but if you go too small, that's another. But I'm saving so much time by, I think I got like a 52.
Yep.
And that,
yep,
that works perfect for my, yeah, acreage out here.
Yeah, that's right. It's so there's something for everybody. So yeah, just give me a call, and we'll get you set up. The Toro days start now in May, and there's some savings on the zero turns. So come on down and check it out. And
you have some with roll bars and all that stuff,
yep,
all the lighting, and,
yep,
I mean, if you want all the gadgets, you can do it all.
Whatever kind of bells and whistles you want, we can get you hooked up.
I love it. And then what else is going on in the store? I one thing I really like about your store, and we've used, you know, so many different paints from your store. You've got a really good department of paints there. That's one thing. I mean, our whole house is going to be painted with your Ace paints there.
Right.
Good deals on paint and really good quality paint, and you have some really good people working there to help guide you through the process of getting,
yeah, we have a very knowledgeable team in our paint department, and yeah, we have some great big name hitters for selections in paint, you know, probably starting off with Benjamin Moore probably about a year ago. Ace finally got the contract written with Benjamin Moore to get him in our stores.
Huge. Yep.
Before Benjamin Moore, you had to be a just a independent paint store, and they would never sign on with any kind of chain or anything. And Ace finally worked out the deal, and so now we have Benjamin Moore. We also have Magnolia Paints, which is Joanna Gaines, the big do-it-yourselfer, and that's become a very popular paint for us.
I think we actually have some in the kitchen.
Yeah. The people really enjoy it, that paint with it. So, and then we have our Ace brand, the Clark and Kensington, and it's actually formulated by Benjamin Moore now as well. So, great selection. And of course now summertime and exterior projects and we got the exterior paints for your houses and stains for your deck. We still have Cabot stain in stock for decks and fences and
how
cabins.
How about lawn and garden ornaments?
Yep, we have some of that. We can get you fixed up from A to Z. And then when you get all done, you run to the back corner and grab a scoop of minnows and a fishing pole and head to the lake.
Oh, now you're talking, my friend.
So, yeah.
You also have a nice arsenal of rifles and some other items.
That's kind of the elephant in the room, I guess. It's our selection isn't that big anymore. We've been having struggling getting in firearms and especially ammunition.
Yep.
Ammunition is so hard to come by, and we joke in the store whenever we get a shipment in, we're pretty sure there's a phone tree going around town because by the end of the day, it's gone.
It's all cleared out.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
how about that? The shelves are bare on that then. Yep. Well, that happens.
Yeah.
One thing that's really cool about your place, too, is your key cutting services. And you can do pretty much anything with a fob as well.
Yeah. So we it's probably a couple of years now we've been doing car keys. We're probably half price of a dealership. So you just have to have the vehicle that you need the key for, you know, a chipped key, and as long as we have it, we can get it cut and usually out the door in, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
That's true. I've used your services.
Yeah,
you're right, man. You get it done.
If we don't stock the key or the fob, it's usually 2 to 3 days and we have it in. So great service. And then any other, residential key, whatever. I mean, we cut a lot of keys, so.
I have to admit, Nathan, I mean, our community is extremely fortunate to have you in town because, I mean, there's no denying that you are a major anchor store in the city of Tioga. We would not be the same without your company here, so, you know, and the good quality service that people get. But the other thing is, I mean, it's just a pleasure to go in there. The helpful folks that work there, the knowledgeable folks that work there, it's just a pleasant experience all the way. And then all of a sudden they go, you got your key to savings, and you know, it's just a good win. It's a win-win for everybody. I can't say enough about you guys. And it's good to shop live, local, right here. Don't have to go online. You guys do offer those services.
Yep.
When you need it, you got it. But to go into the store is a great experience. You're actually open on Sundays as well.
Yeah. No, we're every day we're there, or Monday through Saturday, we're there from 8 to 6, and then Sundays we're there from noon to 4. So
can't tell you on those weekends how you got little projects going, how it's so convenient to have you open. I'm going, wow, I'm going over there. They're open right now. So see me in there getting screws, nuts, bolts, whatever the little items I need, maybe even some tools, because everybody needs those maybe last moment if they're working on something.
Yep, that's right.
So it works out good.
You know, we might not have everything, but we can 95% of the time, we can fix you up with something to get you to your end game, and that's what we strive for. And
it's a good community run operation. Your family goes back generations in Tioga. You've been here, grew up here. You've served on the city commission, even the president. You know, considered a mayor, so to speak. You've been there, church boards, chambers. You've been vice president, president. You've been. You're a fire chief. You're actually a Tioga City fire chief right now.
Yep, that's correct.
And you guys do so many tremendous things for the community. Can't thank the volunteer fire department enough. Those guys are there when you need them, and when you really need them, you guys are always there. So that's important.
Yeah, Tioga's really fortunate. There's a lot of great people here, and especially those members that are willing to drop whatever it is they're doing
to help somebody else.
So,
yep, they give it all up. Service is all, I mean, it's so important. And then, are you part of the EMT as well?
I am, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So there we go. Another community service that's much needed, and we appreciate that as well. And again, I can't say enough about the fire department. You guys are going to have another probably big to-do coming up before the end of the year, you think?
Yeah, well, so we'll more than, I mean, we'll have our carnival in November. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our big thing. I don't think we'll do anything before that. I was just visiting with Pastor Jim Booth and Pastor Rich Carr, and the Tioga Ministerial Association is putting on an appreciation dinner for all the first responders in town.
Wow, and, that's awesome.
And that's on the 25th of May, I believe. And from my understanding that it was going to be opened up to the whoever wants to come as well, but it's to honor the first responders. So that was wow. Pretty cool because I'll be 21 years. I've been on the fire department, and I don't. You know, we get a lot of people show their appreciation to us, but nobody's done a meal like this before for that organization. So it's a
extremely
pretty exciting time.
Exciting, yeah. Please come back and share some more details on that. It's important. We want to get the community out there. We do support you. We want to show our full support. Living in different states, we always had tornado season. I was always on call, you know, 24/7 for tornado, all this stuff. But to be on call all the time for all these different emergencies that could come up, I mean, how does one get through that? I guess you're just always on the ready.
Yeah, you just got to be ready. A lot of it, you know, you got to, you know, it's one thing for us volunteers to drop what we're doing and run, but. You know, we all have wives and husbands and kids and families.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, you never know.
They suffer just as much as we do. Yeah. I mean, when they don't know, you know, we leave.
You drop.
They don't know if we're coming back or not.
Yeah,
you know?
It's life or death. Yeah,
they go through as much. You know, turmoil as the responders do. So we got to remember to thank the families as well because they put up with a lot.
And to believe that it's all volunteer, that's the
amazing all volunteer.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, yep. Hats off.
110 years in October is Tioga Fire Department's birthday. I guess it'll be 110 years of
inception.
I've
used the EMT and I've used the fire department in my past a couple times. So, yeah, we're good. I mean, you guys are extremely proficient, do a great job, very dedicated team. And, I mean, we've had some incidences where we needed services and you guys were always there.
Yep, we have some of the best in the state, that's
you really
for
do.
Sure.
You really do, and you're always doing the training, potentially looking for volunteers, and can't ask for anything better than that for the Tioga community.
Nope, that's right.
So come a long ways. Anything else to add before we wrap her up?
No, I don't think so. I just want to make sure that I thank the support for of the community that shop at Ace, and we wouldn't be what we are without them, so we truly appreciate their business and support. Don't forget to check out acehardware.com. It has most everything that we have in the store, other than some of our zero turns and stuff like that's not on there, but feel free to call the store and talk to me, and we'll get you set up.
You will get set up. Nathan will take extremely good care of you. So highly recommended if you're getting in the market for a mower, any type, could be a push, pull, whatever.
Right, yep.
Z-turn, Nathan's going to help you out. So make sure you check out Tioga Ace Hardware. And thank you so much for coming in, Nathan.
You bet.
Have a wonderful Friday, sir. We'll catch you sooner than later.
Very good. Thanks, Jim.
You bet. Birthday's coming up here soon. KTGO's Talk of the Town, broadcasting live from the Highway 40 studio in Tioga, North Dakota.
I see you standing in the alleys and the hallways.
Wait a second.
You're gone now. I run to touch you, but you vanish through the doorway. And oh, how...
Estrus synchronization and how it can maximize your cow-calf profits. Next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report.
The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1222. 1234. That's 701-255-1234 for more information to be part of our team. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer. Implementing an estrus synchronization program in the cow-calf operation is a design that can be simple move to helping maximize profits. However, it can seem like a daunting task. Dr. Joel Gillespie, veterinarian, says the rewards of heavier calves and improved calving rates begin with shorter calving windows, which gives them more time to grow.
As we think about calves being conceived earlier or in a smaller window, it does produce value. Historically, we have a calf that's born on the first day of a short calving season versus a calf born on the 60th day or the last day of the calving season. We can increase that value of that calf just in age and days on feed up to about $100 or so. And then the other thing that we see with synchronization is improved conception. Ultimately, if you're using a technology like artificial insemination along with your synchronization program, you can maybe manage your labor a little more effectively.
Gillespie says that cow-calf synchronization program doesn't have to be complicated and herd size doesn't matter.
You can synchronize cattle using a program to create more animals that are receptive or shorten the cycle period. It could be as simple as using a single prostaglandin injection administered to cows running with the bull within 4 or 5 days of turning the bull out to bring somewhere around 50% of the animals into estrus at that period, which shortens your calving window potentially. But it could also, if you manage it correctly, utilizing one or two prostaglandin shots or making it more complicated using different reproductive tools, can be very effective at allowing for a third-party AI technician to come in and improve the fertility as well as the effectiveness of whatever program you have.
With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer.
Great to have you listen again on this Friday morning edition of Talk of the Town. We want to wish the very best to the following as they celebrate their birthday today and on the weekend. And we're looking at a very happy birthday to Trista Vandermark. Happy birthday, Trista. Hope you have a fantastic day. And some other folks that are looking forward to having a fantastic day on Sunday include Joe Brecky, Mark Longy, Linda Fredland, even Terry Scalicky, celebrating birthdays over the weekend, Asai Sanchez, and Royce Pottinger also celebrating birthdays. We hope you all have a wonderful Sunday on the 25th as you celebrate another great year. And it's 7:57, getting close to the morning lowdown with Dennis Lindahl. He's got a Freaky Friday coming up here. I think you're going to really enjoy his program. Keep in mind that we do have a red flag warning for western, much of central North Dakota today, starting at noon, going all the way till 9. They have some relative humidity values expected to fall about 10%. Combine that with dry fuels and some heavier wind gusts, and you got yourself a critical fire weather condition. And again, that goes from noon to 9 today. Any fires that ignite could spread rapidly, become difficult to control or suppress. And a number of counties involved, including in this area, Burke, Divide, McKenzie, Montreal, Ward, and Williams. We'll get sunshine today, 84 for the high. A little bit on the breezy side. West winds this afternoon gusting up to about 34 miles per hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 76 for the high. Slight possibility of showers on Sunday after 1. Otherwise, mostly sunny, 62. Mostly sunny, 56 for Monday. Don't forget that big motorcycle ride tomorrow. Christian Motorcyclists Association hosting its annual run for the Sun. Williston Peacemakers, which is one of the many CMA chapters chartered here in the USA, will be participating in the run. And you can join the fun. Head over to the Tioga Community Center at 10 a.m. Get ready to ride out to Black Harley Magic, Harley-Davidson in Williston. That starts at 11 o'clock there. You'll be riding approximately 130 miles from the Black Magic Harley-Davidson tomorrow for the round trip. And if you need more information, you can phone 218-850-3196. And coming up this morning between 11 and then also 2 will be potentially a replacement program for Rush Limbaugh. We are working on being able to fill that program in the near future. We're doing auditions for a number of shows. including the Morning Lowdown. Imagine Dennis Lindahl going from his program from 8 to 9 all the way from 11 to 2. We have some wonderful programs that are being featured on KTGO this week, next week, and the following week. Please let us know which one of those shows would work. Maybe something else. You can let us know about that